Try to make it easy today.
I'm very happy I knew that.
I'm trying not to say Kedusha, I'm trying just to...
Davening to Hashem, you should go a little easier, and then I can have your help if you make it a little easier. Just kidding, that's the show. I don't understand, I'm still happy. Something I learned.
Rabbi said, the shiur this week is being sponsored by the Fisher family, L'Nishmas Rav Moshe Chaim Ben Reberel Bov Olshon, whose yard set is tonight, and also L'Nishmas Rav Avigdor Menachem Ben Rav Mar Chatzi Olshon.
So this comes into Yevamos, obviously a little zaitik, but these prakim that you're learning now, L'Chlal, have a lot of Zaitika Zachen. They're not basically standard Yevamos de Kinyonim. They go off to Shas Inyonim. So this is one of the many places that Tosfos brings this Shaila. Machloikas Rishonim. We all know that this Kol Aveira Sheba Torah. The Torah tells us Yehorig Me'al Yavar. That if there's a conflict between the Aveira and loss of life, that all the Aveiras Sheba Torah are nitchef pikuach nefesh. And the Gemara says, primarily in Sanhedrin and other places, that chutz min gimel Aveiras. Avodah Zarah gilei arayos shvichas dam. Avodah Zarah, the Gemara learns from a pasuk, chol nafshecha. Where does it say? So the Gemara says it starts with Shvichas Damim. Shvichas Damim is a svara. It's a svara that the person tells me, kill Yenim, Anisht, I'll kill you, so I want to be able to kill Yenim because to save my life, Bikuach Nefesh. So I'm allowed to be over the Aveira of Ritzicha. State in the Gemara that there's a svara. Svara. My chaz is the dome di doch. Sumik tfei. Do me dome de chavrich. Sumik tfei. And because of that, Ritzicha is not nitche for bikoach nefesh. So the Gemara, now we have from Ritzayach a hekish tenara murosa. State in the Chumash. Kikasha yakum. Isha v'yehu lahorgoi nefesh. Kein adover azeh by nara murasa. So hukshu nara murasa l'ritzeach. So really in one way we learn out in Sanhedrin that nara murasa gila arayis, if you're roidif after a woman to be megala erva balkorcha, so you're a roidif. You learn that out from ritzeach that will allowed to kill you. Afnita latzila benafshay. But also on the other side we learn that just like ritzeach, there's no dechia of pikuach nefesh. Hu adin nara murasa gil arayis. If we tell someone be megal arayis, or else we'll kill. So the halacha is to be killed and not to be megal arayis. At kan the gemara. From them falt arayis a tremendous machloikas rishonim. This toisus by us goes only with the Shitas Rivam, Taisus in the beginning of Abal Yeventai. That this din, that Nara Murasa, the Gil Arayis, is Yehori Val Yavar, is Daka Daika with a Lashon Zachar, Yehori Val Yavar. But if it's the woman, and with threatening a woman to allow herself, that means Olgal Megala Arayis Matir. So she's not obligated to give up her life to avoid Gilei Arayis. And that's called Karka Oilam. Because she is Karka Oilam, which means in essence she's not doing anything. Not doing anything. She's passive. Gilei Arayis is being done with her. Agam, the Torah, calls the woman's role in Gilei Arayis Maise. V'nichrasu anefashois a'oisois. That even though she's not doing anything, it's only an anob, but the Torah is machshevit l'maise, for chatos, for Chiyuv Misa, for Chala Tera Kula. But when it comes to this Indian of Yehoreg Val Yavar, there was the Shita Sarivam, that the Isha, who's only Karka Olam, doesn't have a din to give up her nefesh. Makar is Esther, because by Esther, the Gemara asks, for Esther Parhesia Havi. How is Esther allowed to be Megal Arayis with Achashverosh? She was Parhesia. And the Gemara doesn't not ask, V'yo Esther Gilui Arayis Havi. So this Shita Simishayim explains it because she was Karka Olam. And Gilui Arayis for sure was not a problem because she was only Karka Olam. She was passive. She didn't do a Maisa. He was doing the Maisa. In Mela, that's not an issue. Nor the Fahesia is the Chilashen. So maybe the Gabidat Karka Olam is not an answer. And for the Gemara, in one teretz, Machlokes is Abaye v'Rav and Sanhedrin, that even the Gabidat. This is Shita Sariva. Rashi in Yuma, Pei Beizomer Aleph, seems to learn that Karka Olam is a svara. He doesn't premise it on learning it from Ritzeach. I don't have the Gemara Yuma, but he doesn't bring it because you learn it from Ritzeach. Rashi's mashma that the whole din of Yehoreg Val Yavar on an Aveira is the Torah requires you not to do an Aveira, even the Makam, but to prevent an Aveira to be done to you. Esther. He doesn't get into this issue we're going to soon start learning about learning it from Betzich. Afnara Murasa. Oy Tehorig, Yahorig, Aval, he ain't a Mitzuvalim, sir, as Nafsha. So, Trashi, I'm already the Colossian. He ain't a Oysa Klum. The Karka Oylam Baalmahi. The Raya Ladova Esther. She's not going to do it. Ain't oisa klum. Ain't oisa klum. And the chesuana fashas are oisas. For other mishpatei atayra, she's a maisa. The Torah considered it a maisa. It's vice tois. Ain't by a lechidusha. Torah considered it a maisa. Binigeya. Chiv misa. Chiv karbon. Chiv karts. Obelagabi disinion of a serious nefesh. Of Yehoreg Val Yavar, which all goes back to Kiddush Hashem, Yishtet and Rambam, Kol Beis in Perikei Milchus Yisrael Yatorah, Kol Beis Yisrael Mitzuvim Al Kiddush Hashem Anichvot V'Anoira, Keitzat Shneim Aval Yishtet and Pasik the Nikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael, Keitzat Ke'avar Anosan tells you to go ahead and do one of the Averis of the Torah, and Yishtal kill you. Yavav al Yorek, but by Nedvar Amburim and the rest of the Torah, Shalosh Averis in Yom Alei is Yehoreg al Yavav. Nedvar Amburim Tzina, Fahesya Bigadin. Nedvar Amburim Shaloi B'Shas Hashmad. Shas Hashmad even a Bigadin, but the Rambam it's one big progression that comes back to Kiddush Hashem. I can't like the Rambam if you over on Yehoreg al Yavav. What happens if a person came would stand in the Soyim of Yehoreg Val Yavar? Because the Averi you're a Narola Sasadova, and the Averi you're an Oinus. Because Soyv Kol Soyv you had an Oinus Misa. But you're Mechalol as Hashem. Avol be Yishechilol as Hashem. And he wasn't the Kaddish as Hashem, the terrible Averi. But if you want to know, did you do Chilol Shabbos? Chilol Shabbos for responsibility you didn't do. Because it was sakonis nefashis, ainus achmana patre, but anarulus asadav, as you passed in the Rambam. Come tell us that the ikker of these gimel averus is kedusha sashem. So zok Rashi amabul de kezach. The nichus one nefashis aoisais that it's called a maisa that you're liable on gilarayis. Abes tachnishke maisa. Rashi teshar falosh ain oisa klum. Teretz is, from where the Torah was Megala v'nichus v'anefashah so is, the Torah was Megala. But to say that it goes into the Aveira of v'nikdashti v'soich b'nei Yisrael and Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem, so to legavi Chilul Hashem, how could you call him a Mechal as Hashem? Ain't no Yisaklum. She's not doing, she's passive. Yeah, we're going only the tzina.
I'm saying the
tzina. Yeah, I don't know what the din is. No, the Gemara says Esther Fahesia. Also, the Gemara says that this is a shtickle raya to Rashi, v'raya ledova Esther. Rashi doesn't have to mean raya ledova Esther. Why didn't the Gemara ask on Esther? Could be Rashi would hold like a benetam maybe. Esther's a goy, and the male Achashverosh was a goy. But Rashi means if for the aveir of kiddush Hashem of Pahesia. There's a teretz called Karka Olam. Why shouldn't for the Aveira of Tzinna for sure be a teretz of Karka Olam? And the Mela.
What's the time you have to die for Gilead Arias? There's no Svari.
No, the Svari is because Aveira Gilead Arias is a very strong Aveira. No, no, no. The Aveira of Gilead Arias is Gilead Arias. But the reason the Torah requires you to die for Gilead Arias is Kiddush Hashem. So Rashi held, you can't be called Kiddush Hashem and Chilul Hashem if you're not doing anything. And if it's considered in Hilchas Maisa, Eino Oysa Klum, you're only passive participant.
How do you know Chilul Hashem if you don't have a Hekesh to Nisa? I mean, what do you know you have?
We're going with a Hekesh to Nisa. Rashi's telling. No. The Gemara says a Hekesh to Nisa. That's to be Mechayiv Yorig Val Yavar. I'm saying the reason Rashi is not including Isha in the Hekish is not because Rashi has Tosis Cheshbin that by Ritzayach himself it's a Chilik Din Sheval Tase in Kum Vase. Therefore, by Gila Arayis also it's a Chilik of Sheval Tase in Kum Vase. Rashi doesn't need all that. Rashi is saying in Svara, Yibalchi Zaneino Oysa Klum, there's no Yahorig Val Yavar. Because how could there be a Yahorig Val Yavar? Ain't no Oysa Klum. So on that I asked. What do you mean, Eisa Klum? The Nichus on Nefashas HaOisais. Teretz is, for the Aveir of Gila Arayis, you're Nefashas HaOisais. But that's not the Inyan of Yaharig Val Yavar. The Inyan of Yaharig Val Yavar is a Din Kiddush Hashem to give your life for Gila Arayis. The Rambam Shita is you're not liable for Gila Arayis. But you have to give your life for Gila Arayis. For that, you have to be an Oisa to be considered Chilul Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. That's Rashi's Svara. The Raya Ladova Esther could mean from the Fahesia of Esther. That's L'choy Rivim Mekelen and Rashi. You look at Tosis Yeshayim, the same thing, because the Tosis Yeshayim first brings Karka Olam and Gila Arayis, and he says, V'gam Beritzicha, I want to make a chilek between Kumvasei and Sheval Tasei, and then he gets into my Chozes. But he said it in Gila Arayis clearly before he got to Ritzicha. Said straight in Gilead Arayis. This is L'choy Rashi. Tosfos adds a teida. Very interesting. Come out all the Tosfos and only bring Ritzicha as a teida. That means that's not the reason. It's a teida. It means there is an independent reason that it should only be the Kumbasei and not the Sheval Tasei. And Karka Olam is a reason. However, how do I know that my svar is a richtig svar? Saktos is teida. Because from where do you learn it? You learn it from Ritzayach. Nevel Saktosvis. What's going to be in Ritzayach? Sheval Tasi. So there's a double pashut. That if in Ritzayach will be Sheval Tasi, there's no reason we should be Mechayiv Yu Yahor Val Yavar. Why? Why? Because what's the reason? My chazis. If the reason is my chazis, then it's a matter of not choosing one nefesh over another nefesh. That's very nice if the result is Sheval Tase. But what's going to be faket? What happens if there would be a case where passively I'm an accomplice in Ritzich? I'm not doing anything. They're picking me up and they're throwing me and squeezing the tinnik with my weight. And if I'll put up resistance, they'll kill me. So Ktoisvis. And let's say we could somehow call this Ritzich. Chaim and Sefer writes, this is only a Luya Tzuya, because this isn't Ritzich. Evan Ozel says it's possible that it is a level of Ritzicha because it's Eish. Evan Ozel says that every time when Tosis brings the case, he says Nesmaich Hatinik. Not that the force of the propeller, what's it called? The propelled force of the missile. It's not the missile Shaboy that killed the kid. Nor my weight was Memayach the Tinoik. So Toysis and Chavov, Rabbi Zalman, I think, says, Toysis al Pichavov in Perik Loyachbar, in the Sugya of Raksa, when what's Yeish and what's not Eish, so he says, if you need the wind to be a missile and to take the harmless pellet, but with the force of missile, turn it into a lethal weapon or Eish, whatever, then that's not Eish, because the wind is making the Eish. The wind is creating the Eish. But if the Eish is Bietzem, a dangerous Zach, it's only in location, it's on top of the roof. But I placed it on top of the roof where a Ruach Metsuya could get it down. So, Ivazoi, I'm an Eish. Mela, when they tell me they want to Zoyek me on a Tinoik, so Rebbe Zalman calls it, but I'm only bringing the Rebbe Zalman L'Saver Esa'oizen. If Chaim doesn't hold to it, and probably Yesh Harbe Mokum Lachloik on this Evan Ozel himself. But the Tzir in Tosis is, if we could have Ritzicha by default, I'm not doing anything, but by not doing, Ritzicha will happen through my body. So Tosis, you're not mechuyev to put up the resistance, because Adarab, you're also a nefesh. So why should you give your nefesh to stop his nefesh from getting killed? You're also a human being. You can't allow yourself to take away his nefesh to secure your nefesh. But to secure his nefesh, you don't have to donate your nefesh. It's clearly that the din should be sheva al tase. If that's what we have by Ritzicha, Nara Marasa, who you learn from Ritzicha, should come out the same way. Memela Tosis uses it as to enforce the svara that Karka Oilam by Gilo Arayas doesn't have Yehorig Val Yava. So state came out in Yedin Tosis, the svara from the Rivon, that it's a Teda.
Why do we need it? Why not? If the real reason is because
he brought a Hechacha. He wants a big Hechacha. This is a svara. Rashi says, Lo Yasa Klum, Mekandingim
et Rashi. Why do you have to get into the whole about there's no Machosis? Let there be
Rachazes,
but there's no chiyuv if there's no
mice,
there's no
chiyuv. No. So Chaim says, Lu Yitzuya Ritzicha. That Tosis only means a figure. If Vold give then a case of Ritzicha in Sheva Al Tase, Vold Menish Gedat given the Nefesh. So you can't learn from Ritzicha more than a state in Ritzicha. That the Kumvasei of Ritzicha is Yohari Val Yavar. Memela, when it comes to Gilei Arayis, where there happens to be a Sheva Al Tase, you don't have a Makar for more than what you see by Ritzicha. That's Tosis is saying. But Chaim just says that you can't be Metzayer Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Tase. And he says, Alman says you could be Metzayer Ritzicha B'Sheva Al Tase. There's a third way, that Ritzicha is not that important. And if it's not Ritzicha, what happened with Loisamed Al Dam Riecha? If Loi, are you allowed to do Loisamed Al Dam Riecha B'Kum Vase? No. What's Ritzicha? Whoever talked about Ritzicha? My chazis. Why not? Oh, that's Abchayim. But that's Sheva Al Tase. But what about Loi Samoid? If there would be a Loi Samoid, again, just like there's no Ritzicha in Sheva Al Tase, there's probably no Loi Samoid Bekum Vase. How do you do Samoid Bekum Vase? Loi Samoid Al Dam Reyecha. That means abstaining from helping him. How could you do a positive action to not help him?
Stop someone else.
Walk away. Stop someone else.
Stop someone else from making the thing. It could be a gram shvichas dam. Possibly. But Lamaisa, this is what Tosfos says. So Tosfos stelt avek that in Ritzicha there's a spalt between Kumvasei and Sheva Al Tase. And since Naramurasa, you're learning from Ritzeach, so it would follow that there's no reason to have a makar for morning kumvasei, memela karka olam is different. Rashi says it misvara, doesn't bring the tzushtel to ritzicha, because Rashi l'choyra has a problem shtelling it to ritzicha. Because Rashi in Sanhedrin says a merit the kezach on the maichazis, a whole megillah. Time am I that the Torah told you that you could be over an aveira to save a life, because a nefesh of a yid is chaviv to the Ribbono Shel Olam, and remela mitzvah in the Torah doesn't push it away. But over here, where the aveira of the Torah entails the nefesh of a yid, so remela anyway, you're taking away a nefesh of a yid. So you might as well keep the Torah. That's how Rashi in Sanhedrin explains my chazis. That's how Rashi explains my chazis. There shouldn't be a difference between Kumvasei and Sheval Tasi. What's the point is, it's math. The Torah said that to preserve a Jewish life comes ahead of Kiyum Mitzvahs. Except Avodah Zarah is the one exception. So over here we come to a dilemma where the Aveira involves preserving a Jewish life. So what could you tell me? That preserving my life allows me to be over an Aveira, but my Aveira is going to cause a Jewish life. So how do I have a het to pikuach nefesh for this kind of a mitzvah? So if I don't have a het to pikuach nefesh for this kind of a mitzvah, what's my het? My het is going to be preserving of a Jewish life. Preserving of a Jewish life? I don't have a het to preserve a Jewish life. Why? Because my life can't be the reason for me to allow his life to get lost, because the math doesn't add up. The math, Rashi says, is the nefesh of a yid allows bittul mitzvah. But if in the end of the day there's anyway going to be a loss of a nefesh of a yid, so where do you have a heta for the bittul mitzvah? Is l'chayre by yitzicha alein, except for the fact that there's a special pasuk of chayecha koidmin, Rashi holds that the svar of my chazis should take care of kumvasei sheval tasei. There is no difference. Im kein, Rashi couldn't say that gilei arayis, the spalt between karka oilam and not karka oilam, is based on ritzicha. Because Rashi and ritzicha won't have that spalt. Im kein, Rashi had to come up with a pure svara that lo yosa klum, and vibal lo yosa klum, there's no yoharik ve'alya. That's Rashi.
What's the ritzicha according to Rashi?
If there would be l'chayre in Rashi, if we would have a case where like Rashi you could be a ritzeach b'shev al tasei, pashtus of Rashi in Sanhedrin, l'chayre is that there should be yehorig val yavo. You remember the Rashi's lashon? Was it the more Sanhedrin? Huh?
I believe the Rav. I mean,
don't believe me. That's not how we learn.
He believes me too.
Now
you know the Ber Mayim Chayim by Avdoi Skan Besoy and Moshel B'chol HaShaloi Simno Yodcha Tachas Yirechi V'ashbiyacha V'ashem Elikei Yisrael V'tikach Isha V'vnoi Saknani. She says he trusted him B'chol HaShaloi. He was a billionaire. He did whatever he wanted. He gave him a daita key. He ran around. He did all his business at Kefir Tegam L'Gansa Malucha. Didn't ask him for any recordings. He came to an if teruchni is simno tachas yotcha tachas yirechi vashbiyach. So the Rav Chaim says, what would be when a person comes into a town and he has $10 million worth of diamonds on a Friday afternoon? Who would he leave it by? Where would he leave it by? And then when he comes into a town Friday afternoon and he needs somewhere to eat for Shabbos, on what level will he make the decision where he could eat for Shabbos? Avraham Avinu was the opposite. Listen to this Rashi. Svarahu. Shaloi titche nefesh chaveira dikitarti. Ibud neshama. Va'aveira mitnei nafshoi. Deleka elochoda. Ibud neshama. Vuhu lo yavar. Dichyom rachmona lavar al mitzvahis mishum v'chai bahem mishum di yakora be'enov neshama shal Yisrael. V'hocha gavir itzeyach kivin desayf sayf ika ibud neshama. Lama yeh mutu lavar mi yadeh shal nafshe chaviva li yoyitz v'yaisem en nefesh chaveira. Hilchach dvar amokoy mulei nitin litchais. There's a Dvar HaMakom. We have a rule, V'chai. But if at the end of the day there's a pendulum with two V'chais, Dvar HaMakom, we can't say that the Eibishter wants me over him over me. It's a Nefesh Yisrael. So if there's Memanashech going to be a Nefesh Yisrael, so Dvar HaMakom, Lenit L'Litchais, I could fit into that blank. Hatzalah, I could fill into that blank loisamid, I could fill into that blank anything that has to do with Ibud Nefesh. Kipshuta. It's a Rashi. Yeah, whatever, yeah, you're Khanami. Reb Chaim in a sefer establishes that the Rambam, by not bringing the distinction in Gil HaRayis between Ish and Isha, and we have to assume that he doesn't make the distinction. And by him, Gil HaRayis is Yehoram al Yavar, whether it's the Gil HaRayis of Ish and the Gil HaRayis of Isha. So why the Rambam doesn't agree to Rashi Svara? Okay. But the Chaim says, but what does the Rambam do with Tosfos' Teda? The Rambam agrees that in Ritzayach, that it's based on my chazis, there should be a chilek in Shev al-Taseh in Kum Vaseh. So what does the Rambam do to answer that? So very interesting. In his second teretz, it sounds like he's learning like something like in Rashi. Doesn't quote the Rashi, doesn't bring the Rashi. But what he's doing in his second teretz is establishing that it's not a vort that Ritzayach, we don't know what to do, and Memela Sheval Tase, but if the Sheval Tase is the other way, we do the Sheval Tase the other way. But rather, that the Svara says that in an Aveira of Nefesh, because of the concept of Maichazis, there's no Dechir. The Torah never gave in an Aveira of Nefesh the Din Dechir. And theoretically, Zoktav Chaim, in Atzolah should be the same Din. If someone threatens me, I'm taking this guy out, and if you try to interfere, I'm going to shoot you, and I want to know if I'm supposed to interfere and worry about his shooting me, or I'm not supposed to interfere. So, Zoktav Chaim be'etzem, you should have to interfere. Because we bow the nefesh is on the line, and there's a maichazis one dam over the other dam, so you should interfere and take your nefesh in sakana. However, he brings this gemara. The Chaim brings this famous gemara in Bava Metzia of Ben Petura that shnayim shalem ahalchim, and there was enough kitten shomayim in one of their hands that they can't be magia leyishuv. Both, if they share the water, the owner of the water, if he'll continue to drink, he will be magia leyishuv. But meanwhile, he's preventing his friend from livelihood right now. It's a hot scorcher, 125 degrees, and right now, if they take share the sip, they could both continue to live. Otherwise, he'll make it home, but this guy's going to die now, and have a vatzala in front of me. So Ben Petura said, Yamusu Shneim. In other words, let them both not make it to Yishuv, but right now, Al Yira Aloi B'Misasa Shol Chaveroi, which Reb Chaim read, was only a figurative way of saying, Lo Samad Al Dar Meyecha. Al Yira Aloi B'Misasa Shol Chaveroi. Yamusu Shneim, Al Yira Aloi B'Misasa Shol Chaveroi. Achadora Shod Akiva, V'Chai Ochicha Imach, That means, if two people are in danger, myself and someone else, so my atzala comes ahead of someone else. Rav Chaim, because of that, because of this din of Chayecha Koydim L'Chayecha Vercha, then in an Aveira of Atzola, I'm not supposed to give up my life to be matzol someone else. Because the Aveira of Atzola, obviously, like Rav Akiva, my Atzola comes ahead of his Atzola. So Ramela, if that's the din by Kitan Sholmayim, that would be the din in Yoharik Val Yav. So Rav Chaim, Harei, that the gedder in Ritzayach is that Ritzayach doesn't have Yoharik Val Yav. Except that's only in all Shvichas Dovim Dika Averis. In the particular Aveira of Loisamud Adam Riecha, there's a special pasuk of the Chay. Halt Rambam, that in Cain, now that the Torah was Makish, Naira Murasa, to Ritzayach, and Ritzayach really doesn't have any Yoytze Menaklal in his din Yoharik Val Yavar. Because even if there would be a case in Ritzayach of Sheval Taseh, he would have to give his life. Because Reb Chaim Shita is that up to the din of Chayecha Koydmin in Atzala, the din is Yoharik Val Yavar in Nefashis. Aybazai Gila Arayis has nothing to do with Atzala. So the name of Gila Arayis is Hukesh to Ritzayach, Beinin Kumvasei, Beinin Sheval Taseh. That's the second teretz in Reb Chaim. The first teretz in Reb Chaim says the following, that the reason by my chazis we say, like Tosfos says, only kumvasei, but in a case of sheval taseh, it makes sense that I don't have to give my life, is because it's a gather of shkulin, mayu mahay nefesh, mahay nefesh. So what are you going to learn up now to Gil Arayis? The what? Can't learn up, Chaim says. The Rambam held. We can't learn up. We can't just up learning that Gil Arayis is equal to Nefesh. The Kibbutz Ritzichet is not a chilik mitzad the Chaimer Aveira. But we bow the two Nefashis a shakul. So you got to do Sheval Taseh. It's as if you have two conflicting Ritziches that are not doicha either one the other. So in Arayis, what are you going to say? Lo Shayach by Arayis, what are you going to say? Pikuach Nafsho Yishokul Ka Arayis? And Memela Sheval Taseh? And Memela, since there's a Yalfusef and Ritzeach, that is a concept of Eina Nitche, where are you going to draw the line between Sheval Taseh and Kumvaseh? Well, what's he speaking out? Yeah, I'm going to say it's shakl. I'm going to say, G'dayle Olam say, well, it's shakl. Chazanish, others, mean, it's shakl. There's a cause of that it's shakl.
What's
Gilei Arayis, to Mitzicha. The Haraya, I mean, just to embellish it, there's Roidif on Gilei Arayis. So taking away, doing Gilei Arayis to a person, somehow, is like killing the person. So maybe the Torah held Gilei Arayis is a Zad Darga that's like Nefesh. So maybe if a Nefesh, the Torah says, Ein Doichin Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh, so we can learn up, Ein Doichin Arayis, Ein Doichin Nefesh, Mipnei Arayis. Just like Ein Doichin Nefesh, Mipnei Nefesh. But faket, do you Doichin Nefesh to stop Arayis? Who says you Doichin Nefesh to stop Arayis? Just like you're not doiche nefesh to save nefesh, you're not doiche nefesh to stop Arayis. But on the other hand, Arayis is not expendable to save a nefesh. What's wrong with such a lemahalach? Reb Chaim writes loy shayach. What's the loy shayach? And the Gedolim would say, what's he saying? Why is it loy shayach? Loy shayach means that it's a no-brainer. The kenesh zogin, your teeth will fall out if you say it. What's wrong? Loi shayich that this is the alfusa. So what I just realized, Ramesh, today, that it could be this is a loaded piece of Reb Chaim, that Rav Shloimeh LeMarshal premises his whole argument of Reb Chaim based on a Gemara in Yuma. A Gemara in Yuma with a Turei Evan Zakasha. The Gemara in Yuma, one of its sources for Pikuach Nefesh Doicha Shabbos. One of the Makoiris, the Pikuach Nefesh is Doicha Shabbos. It's called Ritzicha Doicha Shabbos. It's from a Kalvachoyme from Boba Machteris. Da what? Uma Ritzicha. That's that the Bala Machteris kills the Boba Machteris. In other words, this Sofik Nirdal kills the Sofik Roidev with the concept of Abola Hargicha Ashkim Lahargoy. The Torah allows to preserve the life of the Balabayas, to kill the Boba Machteres. So Allah has come of the Kama, Shabbos. Zichud is a din that it's Doichen. Ma'avet Sicha. That's Nidche for Shabbos. Avopi Kain. It's doiche. The bikuach nefesh of the nitche of the in other words, the bala machteres is allowed to save his life. Oh, it was the gemara pehei. Ukvahoye Rabbi Shmuel Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Lozer and Azaya. Minayin bikuach nefesh of doiche Shabbos. In the machteres yimotzakam. Umazai, that's only Sofik nefashis. Shrichas dami metame yisaoritz. The goyim nuschino shedestalak v'yisrael. The din is, you're allowed to save your life at the expense of the other guy. Kal v'koyim v'pikuach nevesh doicha Shabbos. So Boba Machteris, the Torah allowed on a Sofik to save my life and to kill the Boba Machteris. I was a Shabbos, for sure. There's no reason that I'm allowed to save my life at the expense of Chilul Shabbos. Kal v'chomer. The Turei Evan, the Boinah Shalom. That's the Pshat in Boba Machteres. The Pshat in Boba Machteres is that you're allowed to kill someone to save your life. That's the Pshat in Boba Machteres. You're not allowed to kill someone to save your life. The Tzeach is Yehor Gval Yavar. Marichazis. It Amol became such a din that you're allowed to kill someone to save your life. It's a special din Machteres. Hutadamoi, Roidev, Nitalatzila ben Avshoi. You learn out from here the parish of Roidev. Ein loy domim, as I shtek mechumish. In the machteris yimotze aganav, ein loy domim. He doesn't have a head to domim, there's no domim. So, what shteita? In fact, the Turei Evan, what's shot in such a peladike gemar? So, Akhtab Shloim and Noah. The gemar is pashit. Let's go back and say, what's shot in the sugi of my chazan? What happened in the sugi of Maichazes? Is there any way in the sugi of Maichazes that it says that Ritzicha doesn't warrant V'chai? So I have a Pashup Shat in Maichazes. A father Ritzicha warrants V'chai, meaning the Nefesh of the Ritzayach Be'etzem would be doicha Ritzicha. And he would be able to kill to save his life. The only problem is, there's another pikuach nefesh involved. There's a second pikuach nefesh involved. The guy that he's killing is also a nefesh. Einochanami, it says in the Torah, v'chai behem v'loy sheyamuz behem, that when I have a dilemma, chil Shabbos and losing my life, chil Shabbos goes, and saving the life stays. But when you're dealing with Ritzicha, and you want to go ahead and kill to save your life, why? Because he would nefesh. But what do you do with the fact that the guy that you're killing has the same right to life that you have? Your right to life is Doicha Torah. But there's another right to life that's also the same thing as your right to life. What do you do here? How do you weigh the two right to lives to give you a bottom line that your right to life is doicha his ritzicha? My chazus the domuk di doch sumuk fei domuk the chavi sumuk fei. Memela, but where the Torah says by Bama Machteris, Ein Loi Damim, so the Torah said that because he's a Roidif and he's a Bama Machteris, his nefesh becomes expendable. Then now, you know why you're allowed to kill him? Because you're allowed to kill him because you have pikuach nefesh. So before Shalach, pikuach nefesh, doicha ritzicha. Kumtais that any Bama Machteris that kills in self-defense to allow himself not to be in the suffix sakana is taking advantage of the din v'chai. His nefesh, his v'chai, is killing, and it's doicha ritzicha. Because my chazis doesn't apply. But when my chazis does apply, it's not the pshat that ritzicha doesn't have the tchiyah pikuach nefesh. No, by ritzicha, there is no het to pikuach nefesh. Because of my umahai nefesh, mehai nefesh. That is the truk in the sugya of Bava Machteres not being doicha ritzicha, ritzicha doicha pikuach nefesh doicha ritzicha, and kal v'chaymer pikuach nefesh is doicha shas.
But the whole point of the Turi Yemen is because it's a special din in Hashkin Bahargo.
No, that's the Gemara's answer. No, the Gemara's going to answer that. Suffolk with a bolahargicha ashkim lahargay. That's not the Turi Evans answer. The Turi Evans answer is Pashat asking sinisht emes. My chazis took away the het of pikuach nefesh. What are you telling me that pshat in machteres is based on pikuach nefesh doicha ritzicha? It's not true because I'm not doicha ritzicha. This is my chazis. Zokim shloima haima, nay, pikuach nefesh is doicha ritzicha. No, it's never negayah, because there's always two pikuach nefeshes on the table. And we bow, there's always two pikuach nefeshes on the table, so how are you going to sort it out to have a pikuach nefesh doicha ritzicha? But if the Torah sorts it out for you, if the Torah tells you he's a roidif, he's a baba machteris, he's an ein loidamin, so now, just because he's an ein loidamin, I'm allowed to kill him? Now I'm allowed to kill him because of pikuach nefesh doicha ritzicha. Eilat Dom doesn't mean there's no lava of Yitzicha. Eilat Dom means there's no lava of Yitzicha. Is it true? Eilat Dom means that there's no Ma'ul Mahai Nefesh Mahai Nefesh. But Eilat Dom is a het of Yitzicha. Allowed to go out and shoot him for fun. Eilat Dom means that in the pendulum of Ma'ul Mahai Nefesh, it's really a Mishnah Holos, Shane, by the din of Makasha Lele. Shane Doichin Hoitzi Yehuberis Roshay, Shane Doichin Nefesh Mipnei Nefesh. So by Ritzicha, there's always an Eindoichen Nefesh with Nei Nefesh. By Boba Machteris, there's no Eindoichen Nefesh with Nei Nefesh.
By Roidef, a third party, I can kill the Roidef, right? So I don't have him.
Same thing. Because you have a Chiyuv Atzala on him.
That's not V'chaibahem.
No, but I have my own V'chaibahem. What do you mean?
When I'm killing...
He's also V'chaibahem. He's entitled to live. Same thing.
Yeah, but it's not my V'chaibahem. I'm allowed to kill the Roidef if he wants to kill the third party.
Right. Right. There's not my v'chai behem. I'm Rami and me. You're v'chai behem too. There's a loch of it. That's all of everybody's v'chai behem is Rami and me. No, there's an endoichen nefesh with nei nefesh. But where he's a baba machteres, there's no endoichen nefesh with nei nefesh. I thought that that's all Reb Chaim means. Reb Chaim means you can't stam in the velterine. Go and say Giluy Arayis is hookish to Ritzeach. And just like by Ritzeach, there's a din sheva al tase. Ritzeach and my life is shove, the mele sheva al tase. So Giluy Arayis and my life is shove, the mele sheva al tase. That's not pshat in Ritzeach. Ritzeach, my life is doiche Ritzeach. I have a dilemma. I have two lives that the Torah doesn't have to discuss. That's a given. That when there's two lives and there's a doicha nefesh and a nefesh, where do you have nefesh to be doicha ritzeach? When it says ritzeach is yoharig val yavor, that's already a maskone of a doicha nefesh and a nefesh. That's not the rule of a doicha nefesh and a nefesh. The rule of a doicha nefesh and a nefesh makes that it's a double pasha that you're now allowed to do ritzicha to save your life. Because there's no pikuach nefesh. Because my umahai nefesh, my high nefesh.
So when the Torah learns Gilui Arayos from Ritzeiach, Zoktot Chaim, so the Torah could tell me that the Pasuk is teaching me that Gilui Arayos is like a nefesh. That's not what you saw in Ritzeiach. You didn't see in Ritzeiach that the Aveira of Ritzicha is shackled to a nefesh, Memela Sheva Al Taseh. If that would be the klal by Ritzeiach, then you can learn it to Gilui Arayos. That just like Ritzicha is shackled to nefesh, Gilui Arayos is also shackled to nefesh. Memela in both of them is Sheva Al Taseh. But that's not true! Gilui Arayos, Ritzeiach is not shackled to nefesh. Ritzeiach is doiche, the Aveira of Ritzeiach is doiche nefesh. Nefesh is doiche Ritzeiach. Not a pshat is, there's a dilemma of how do you sort out nefesh. Memela, it's not negeya, the inyan of Yohorig, of Yavar Vahal Yohorig by Ritzeiach. So, Tzoktim Chaim, so what are you going to learn up from there? That's all he means. You can't learn Loshayach Zois Be'arayis, that Pikuach Navshoi Shokul Ka'arayis. We don't have way to emulate that in Arayis. So when the Chazon Ish saying, conceptually, maybe that's what the Torah is teaching me. But Reb Chaim is saying, from what I just explained to you, Reb Chaim is really saying, in short words, what Reb Shloimeh is using to fa'entfa the Turei Yevon's Kasha. Look what Reb Chaim says. Because of a choyme, even the shnei nefashes shkulois, you have two nefashes shkulois. So what should you do? So tzorich li a shev al tase. The man is like two ritzichas that you can't give to chaleitza. So what are you going to do in Arayis? How are you going to learn that to Arayis? If there would be a place in the Torah where the Torah tells you ritzicha with pikuach nefesh are shove. And the male should be Shev Al Taseh. So I could say Gilarayas and Ritzir and Pikuach Nefesh Ashoda. And the male should be Shev Al Taseh. I can't say that you can't say that. That's a svara of a Smekanish Zogun. That's a krum svara that you can't say. What the Chaim obviously means is where you're going to make the Alfusa. There is no such a thing. In other words, what makes you the trouble in Ritzayah, that the two nefashes are shkulois, where are you learning that to the bottom line of Gilui Arayos? You never have a pendulum of a nefesh with a Gilui Arayos. You have a shayla, you have here a mitzvah, you have here an aveir of Gilui Arayos, you have here a din v'chai. Is it doicha, is it not doicha? I have a pasuk, it isn't doicha, I learn it from Ritzeach. I can't be learning from Ritzeach what I don't have in the malamet. To emulate, to copy what it says in the Malamed, in the Lamed, you can't. That's all I think Reb Chaim meant.
Then how is
it the Holy Harbi Yavar? No, so he says Gzeris HaKosov. He says it's a blind Gzeris HaKosov. And once it's a blind Gzeris HaKosov, who gave you a right to be Mechal, with the Kumvasei and Shev Altasei, if he is Zeis. Bal Kochach, the Kimon that the Torah made a Hekish, and a Meshivin Allah Hekish, and you can't use logic to argue with a hekish. That there's no difference between Shev Al Tase and Maisa V'Yadayim, because he doesn't agree to Rashi's svar. That lo yosur klum. He doesn't hold in that svar. It's explaining the Rishonim that argue on Rashi. The Rishonim that hold that in Gilui Arayos even Shev Al Tase also has a din of Yoharig Val Yav.
Why
does
the Chazon Ish think that
Gilui Arayos
should be
dying with
Tiritzicha? Because this is not
there and this is not there. No, I have no problem. Yeah, but that's not the Malamed. The problem with the Chazon Ish is that Reb Chaim isn't arguing with the Chazon Ish in Svara. That it's Shayach, if the Torah would teach me somewhere that Gilui Arayos and the Nefesh are equal on the scale, that we'd go with it. Reb Chaim isn't arguing that it could be such a thing, but that's not what it says in the Kashe Yakum. When it says Kashe Yakum, Ishal Ritzeach Lahargoy Nefesh, Kainan Adover Azeh, Hukash Naam Rosal Ritzeach, you gotta go Basa State. Ma Ritzeach Yahorig Vial Yavar. That means that Ritzeach does not have Yavar Vial Yahorig. Why not? For a ganze reason, because Tunifashas are Hukash. But you're learning that to Gilui Arayos. So we're going to make a Yalfusa somewhere in the law made that Gilei Arayis is hookish to a nefesh. How are you going to do that? Then it's a problem, not a klal. The klal is that because of the problem, there's no v'chai. So we're learning that. There's no v'chai, no v'chai. But there's no din in Ritzayach, a din of nefoshes shkulis. It's a pasik that nefoshes are shkulis. How then? My chazis is a metzias. My Ritzayach, there's a din of shkulis. There's a din of shkulis. Because in the shkulis, there's a problem in the tchir. So you're learning from the not having tchir. So how could you learn up in Gil Arayis a din of shkulis, that Gil Arayis is shakal to a nefesh? I did this because I couldn't be soivul that something that the Chaim writes is loy shayach zois, ki'ilu he's saying something min asvara, that's you got to be off your mind to say such a svara, that the doylem are just saying it without a problem. The Tevet says, the Chaim can't say such a thing. Him make it equal, why can't? If the Torah wants, Torah can do anything. Torah can't do this? There'd be a hekesh somewhere that would tell me that you could learn up from Ritzayach to Gil Arayis, that Arayis is shovel in the fascists. Kenish Zayn. If you make me as a land in Arab Chaim, Chaim says Kenish Zayn was. It's Kenish Zayn. Shigel. Tarzim of Chaim only means a technical Zach. Since this whole thing is, because when you have two nefashes, you don't have nefashes. And the mailer is a din my cause. And the mailer would say that doesn't have your heart while you have. So where would Gil Arayis have your heart while you have? Okay, just a few words. Oh, I have a short vart that's very dear to me. This week, in this week's parasha, and again in Vayeshev, the Gemara in Brachos learns out that one of the tkifos, one of the tekefs, is tekef l'talmud chacham bracha. V'nichashti v'yevalcheni Hashem b'glalecha. Since you joined my household and you became on my staff and you started taking care of all my stuff, you became my shepherd, chief shepherd. It's unbelievable. I became so wealthy. So I see that you just being part of it made me very wealthy. Hashem gave me his bracha. Then it said, Vayvarach Hashem is based on Mitzri by Potiphar also, because Yosef did all the stuff there as a Neved. So the Mele, with Yosef in the mix, everything took off. Vayvarach Hashem is based on Mitzri Beglal Yosef. There used to be a custom in Europe that very wealthy people used to want to buy in by the Rebbe should allow them to be the minor partners, so there would be a Shefa Bracha, you know, by the Imre Emes. All these wealthy guys in Lodznebuch, all those rich people, all had shares in the Imre Emes' business. They gave the Imre Emes shares in their business because of this take of the Talmud Chacham Bracha. What's the concept? Has to have a stama, a zgula b'yalma. I mean, you're talking something that Lavan and Potiphar, oh, great sheikh's people, recognized. They recognized the dynamic. What is the dynamic? There's a phenomenal Rambam in the end of Hilchas Chiris that talks about Yankov Avinu's work ethic. Rambam writes there that it's a worker, is obligated to do his work b'chol koichoi. And when the Rambam wants to encourage you to do it, he writes, Sere Yankev Atzadik worked for Lavan b'chol koichoi, and therefore he received his just reward even in Olam Hazeh. V'lashteitem posik aten yedaten ki b'chol koichoi avadeti es avichem. L'fichoch, he also got his reward in this world where he became so wealthy overnight. Ayifrat so ishma oid moid. It's also a pasuk. Es oni ves yigia kapai. When he's having his argument with Lavan. Es oni ves yigia kapai. Royal Okim b'yoycha chomesh. Yigia kapecha ki toichal. It's a great thing when a person
really puts in honesty, Yir Kapayim, gives it everything he has, and he does it Erlach and Hashem Shemayim, somehow it makes grosser brachas, as I in Pasi. Yir Kapecho Kitoichel Ashrecho V'Toivloch, Yivarechecho Hashem Tzion, Hine Chechen Yivoyach Gover, Yoreyes Hashem, Yivarechecho V'Tzion, Rebbe Tushalayim, Rebbonu B'Nevah Shama Yisrael. There's something there. A Gavaldika Aura. That's clear that Yigir Kapecha Kitoicha is a Spitz Bracha. I'm one of the Shira Malises. Dovra Melech exhorts the person, Yigir Kapecha Kitoicha, has great things. But we also have something about the Pasuk in Bereishis, Bezeya Sapecha Toicha Lechem, which sounds very much like a klal, right? That after Adam Arishan did his Aveira, the Eibishter told him, Bezeya Sapecha Toicha Lechem. But it's an amazing thing, the Kliyokar in Parshas Bereishis, on the Pasuk Bezeyas HaPecha Toich HaLechem, says that this could be a source for the Chachmei Refuah that the Rambam brings down in Hilchos Deis, that it's healthy for a person before he sits down to eat his meal, he should somehow do some exercise to build up a sweat. Because Yigia Kapecha Ketoichal, Bezeyas HaPecha Toich HaLechem, he brings a third Pasuk, Be'itzvayin, Be'itzvayin Toich HaLena, Be'itzvayin Toich HaLena, it's vuni, a pasuk in Iyev, that it's when also means hard work. So, say a sapecha techa lechem zaklolo, yigia kapecha kitecha zabracha, wabak. I thought of a merdeka chiddish, that we look at v'zei a sapecha techa lechem as one of the klolos that Hashem gave Adam. It's also possible that it's different. What happened? Before the chet, it's like the Rambam says probably in Hilchos Melachim by Mashiach's times, V'amadanim etzuyim ka'ofar, Gashmi is the Shefa, Teretz is when there's no chet, constrict the Shefa, everything goes with Harchava from the Eibishter, Bichas Hashem Yitashir. But chet, sin, constricts. At the Koyach of chet, Heder, where is chet? There's Heder. Chet of Eitzadah is brought down to the world, a tremendous Heder. Means that that's the only zone unaffected by Eitz Hadas. Because it says in the Gemara, Chazal, Toiv Toira im Melacha, Shigiyas Shneyem, Mishkacha Savoy. Where is hard work and toil, and the person is working physical work or real work, and he's doing a melus, it's a Mishkacha Savoy. Avada Adam La'amul Yulad L'chadchilas Toira. But even mundane things that a person does l'shem shamayim with an erlich guy, it takes away klola. Yaakov Avinu is the symbol of that. The fact that he worked 14 years under such adverse conditions, and through all those 14 years, like it says in the Torah, he did it b'chol koichoi, entitled him that when payday came, the pasuk of Saksovim Hifrid Yaakov, it exploded in an unbelievable way, as if there's no klola in the world, as if the world is just endless shefa. Barikosi lechem brocha ad belidai. Lavan and Potiphar both saw that such people of the quality of Yaakov and Yosef, bringing their work ethic to their business or to their thing, is somehow causing bracha in the business. So why does the Gemara call it Talmud Chacham? Because there's only one category that you could say Be'edus Gemura, that they have their work ethic done right, is a true Talmud Chacham. V'azoy shteitach in the Mishnah, no? Lo yogata umatzasa al taimin. Yogata umatzasa taimin. So you have we're talking now of a real Talmud Chacham. Yaakov Avinu qualifies. Yosef HaTzadik qualifies. So we're talking that Talmud Chacham, who's the real Talmud Chacham, is only able to reach it with a level called Yegiya, with Kol Koichai. If he's not providing Kol Koichai, he's not the real Talmud Chacham. Historically, any Talmud Chacham that we knew or we saw or we heard about, that was his trademark. It wasn't brilliance only. It wasn't intellectual prowess. It was with the work ethic of kishor la'oil, the kishor la'oil, the chamor was the maso. That's the tzura of a Talmud Chacham. And Mela, take it to Talmud Chacham is bracha. You bring a Talmud Chacham into your enterprise, it'll explode. It'll be bracha. And that's by Yevocheni Hashem Biglalecha, and by Yevorech Hashem is based on Mitzi Biglal Yosef. A little bit, it's kedai to look in the Mamash, the last halacha in Hilchas Chiris, in the Rambam, but he calls him Yaakov HaTzadik. Never we see the word Yaakov HaTzadik. Here, when he talks about his work ethic, a very interesting tzach, in Pinchas, by the Musafim of the Yom Tovim, it says Purim, Elim, Ksovim. Purim, Allah Bokar Rotz Avram, that's Avram Avinu's Chesed, Achnos HaSorichim. Elim, it's the Akeda, Yitzchak. Elim, Ayel. Esaksovim, the Kvasim, Esaksovim Hifrid Yaakov. Shkoyach. This is Achnos HaSorichim of Avram Avinu, Yakedas Yitzchak, and Ebsa Maisa, Esaksovim Hifrid Yaakov. The Teretz is, Esaksovim Hifrid Yaakov represents the ultimate of the Titein Emes LeYaakov. The Spitz of Yaakov Avinu is in this week's Parsha, his relationship as a poil in Beis Lovah. Something very not glorious and glamorous, but it's so much missing in our culture. This is what we were hidden by nature over the millennia, or amelim in the new world of a whole new industrial revolution world where amelus is falling by the wayside. But it's an ethic that you can't be an erlich yid, a productive yid, a successful yid, without somehow finding a way to tap in to the work ethic of kol koich. Yeah.